USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona State Senate audit of the 2020 presidential election results in Maricopa County have announced serious issues have been uncovered by examiners. President Trump claimed the audit uncovered the entire database of Maricopa County has been deleted. Seals were broken on boxes that hold votes and ballots are missing. Maricopa County Steve Richer on Twitter Saturday after Trump released his statement called it unhinged and insane lies. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors met on Monday and declared they would not comply with court orders. The New York Attorney General's office said Tuesday night it has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature and is now also a criminal one. The Attorney General's office is now working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been investigating the Trump Organization for suspected bank, tax, and insurance fraud. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Kids are starting to get vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under the age of 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On May 26, the second of two supermoons in 2021 will illuminate the night sky as a blood moon due to a lunar eclipse. According to NASA, a blood moon occurs during a total lunar eclipse when the Earth lines up between the moon and the sun and hides the moon from any sunlight. The Super Flower Blood Moon, which will peak for about 14 minutes, will take place again on May 26. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Several members of the New York Yankees baseball organization have come down with COVID-19. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the end point we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
All 3 vaccines were created in record time under the government's Operation Warp Speed. A $1 billion Space Force satellite to support U.S. military missile defense systems launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday. The satellites will give the United States and allied forces early warning of any missile launches from around the world. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.